I'm Lalitha Chalaya, and here I'm conducting an interview with Tony Picosale, who is a member of the Greens in Western Australia. She's standing as a candidate for the Southern River in the upcoming elections on the 11th of March. Now, Tony is a highly educated person. She holds a Bachelor of Economics and History and of Education at Murdoch University, and she's currently a candidate for the Doctor of Education. Welcome to 3CR, Tony, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to 3CR on this very prominent International Women's Day.
Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure to have you because I guess it's the first time the Greens have stood a Muslim woman as a candidate anyway in the country. Would that be right?
Actually, no. In Perth, there are other Muslims, including females, with the Greens. But I think I'm probably not wrong to say that I'm the only Muslim in a headscarf that's running with the Greens.
So that makes it very significant. And yeah. It's a statement in itself, isn't it, which is absolutely great. Yeah. So may I ask, why are you running as a Muslim woman? What motivated you to run and with a headscarf?
Okay. Well, look, I think, first of all, I mean, we can see in the public discourse today in Australia, there's lots of talk about Muslim women and Muslim women's clothing and garments and this and that and whether we should ban them and what it means and, you know, stereotypes and symbolism and oppression and all the rest of it. And there's lots of talk. And one thing I feel very strongly is that there's lots of talk about Muslim women, but there's not a lot of talk or not a lot of voice given to Muslim women. So there's nobody really out there that represents what it means to be a Muslim woman in a headscarf in Australia today. But there's lots of talk about that. So I think there's an extreme imbalance, probably one of the main reasons why I've said, okay, look, I mean, we need to have this voice represented.
And it's great to have a strong Muslim voice, obviously Muslim voice, because of this specific discourse. And we saw on Q&A a couple of weeks ago where there was a heated exchange between Jackie Lambie and the other woman, I forget her name.
Maynard Abdul-Majid.
And it was just, you know, amazing that they could even have the shouting match on Q&A about the Sharia law and the argument about it, because there's very hard set views held by people like Jackie Lambie, and she's not even Pauline Hanson. And I really say that it's a great pleasure to have someone like you standing. So what do you hope to achieve by standing, as we said, you know, with your headscarf on?
Okay, well, at the very least, I would hope that my presence in the public discourse can diminish just widely held generalizations and stereotypes about what it means to be a Muslim woman in a headscarf, you know, what that means. By the fact that I'm a born Australian who was educated, who grew up here, who made a choice at some point in my life that this was, you know, this was the path that I wanted to take. And that has not stopped me from being educated. It hasn't stopped me from participating. And it doesn't stop me from, you know, speaking up about issues that affect people's lives. So at the very least, you know, it's an alternative voice that's now out there. You know, it's online, it's in the media, it's gotten a bit of attention. So it really, even at this point, it's kind of done its job, really. And that's what I wanted to do, because things are very skewed at the moment. And as I said, you've got Jackie Lambie, you've got Pauline Hanson. They've got lots to say about Muslim women, about the faith and that sort of thing. But that's very imbalanced to have individuals who don't walk in the shoes of a Muslim woman to have so much to say about something they know so little about.
And the key thing also, perhaps you want to expand on, is the fact that women are not heard, never mind Muslim women. It's twice as bad for Muslim women, or three times as bad, if you like, with the sort of campaign footing of Islamophobia since over the last 10 years, and with the extreme representation by IS, and IS seems to be holistically presented as this is Islam, whereas they don't actually discuss religion. But getting away from the religion, I want to talk a little bit more about, as a woman, How do you feel that the current political climate is affecting women as a whole, given the types of policies Pauline Hanson has put her hand up to, like cutting penalty rates, which is going to have so many young women across the country?
Absolutely.
And I'm just wondering if, you know, for you personally, how it feels like a woman, and also perhaps give us some of the Greens' policies on this issue. That'll be really helpful.
Well, I mean, being a woman in Australia today, I think some of the rhetoric of, you know, without going back into the politics of it, but going back into some of the rhetoric of Pauline Hanson, for example, on the issue of domestic violence and a recent article which, you know, she's quoted as saying that, you know, some women or a lot of women come up with frivolous claims and things like that. Domestic violence is a big issue that's still affecting a large number of women in Australia. We, you know, on paper, I guess we have equality, but in reality, we don't, and I think we need to never forget that. I think the struggle for equality for women is still very much something that needs to be done. And I think, you know, there's just so much work to do in that space, and I would love to be a part of that effort for all women in Australia to ensure that we can thrive and can be safe and can develop as human beings and secure our own, you know, happiness and futures. Without being hindered by some of the constructs and some of the systemic issues that are in our society. And as you just mentioned, I mean, women, you know, often have the responsibility of, you know, obviously having children and especially looking after them at least, you know, in their very early days. And then, you know, even if we need to rely on childcare and things like that, there's a lot of cost and a lot of, you know, disadvantage that comes, you know, it comes with that. So, yeah, I think that there's a lot to be done for women in Australia, and I don't definitely don't think that, you know, we're at a stage where we can be complacent and be content with the way things are at the moment. In terms of Greens, I think that Greens, you know, as they are with many things, they've shown themselves by action rather than words in terms of, you know, women in leadership. Not so long ago, we had a female leader of the party, Christine Milne. And, you know, within the party, I mean, women are just really at the forefront of running for different seats in different electorates, developing policies, very strong voice throughout our community, particularly here in WA. So, you know, and look at me. I mean, look at me, a person who probably, you know, any mainstream party would have thought, why would we sort of bother versus a voice, you know, who does she really represent anyway, and so on and so forth. So I think the Greens, you know, their actions are a testament to what they stand for. They stand for equality for all people, and I think they're fighting hard to work on behalf of the people in all of those areas that we see that are lacking.
A question about young people. Do you have young women, you know, because of your leadership now, much more recognisable and probably more noticeable as a woman with a scarf? Do you find that more Muslim young women are coming forth to become politically involved?
I've seen recently, to be honest, since I've come out and made this, you know, decision and this sort of a stand, you know, just around me locally, I've seen interest from Muslim women who are, you know, wearing the headscarf, showing interest in politics. I think it's probably a fairly new phenomenon. It's something that, you know, I see that I probably will become a bit of a role model in that sense for the younger generation in particular that thinks, well, you know, is this a viable option for me? Is this something that, you know, I could contribute positively to society in this capacity? This is probably, you know, and I think lots of people wrote in to me through social media and other means saying you're such an inspiration. Lots of young Muslim women, you're such an inspiration to us, and, you know, you're really out there, you know, fighting for our rights. So obviously that, you know, that has a trickle-down impact, and, you know, hopefully that'll have a very positive impact.
Let's hope so. Yeah. And yeah. How has the media reacted to your nomination, at least in WA?
You know what? I feel quite positively. I think mainstream media haven't been that interested. You know, you've got to be quite controversial, I think, to make it in the media these days. Like certain politicians, you know, say silly things and you'll get the media you know, attracted to you. But having said that, look, the local paper has, you know, in the area where I'm running, has done a very nice profile. Other online magazines and things have put things out there. The Sunday Times over here, you know, did a very big, you know, right at the front of the paper there. I was really impressed by that, and it was very positive, and the response to that was quite positive. And then, of course, I did the ABC and the SBS World News very recently as well. So I think that's great. I think it's amazing. It's everything that I could have hoped for. Lots of people have reacted to that. You know, my non-Muslim family over in Sydney, you know, saw the segments before I did, and they were just so proud. And I think that's a step forward for us in Australia. I really do.
Sounds absolutely positive. One last question. Just to put things into perspective at an international arena, perhaps you want to comment on Trump's influence on this anti-Islamic campaign he has launched very strongly. What is your feel for his, I mean, his misogyny, his, you know, all the negative things everybody talks about? What is your opinion?
Well, I've been watching, you know, I've been following, you know, the media with interest. And Trump, initially, you would think, you know, him coming out with these very extreme policies of bigotry and divide, and not just for Muslims, I mean, for all sorts of people, whether it be derogatory remarks about women, whether it be, you know, people on the other side of the border, whether it be people of colour. It was a very frightening time, I think, you know, just the Trump coming in, and it baffled so many people, and it's kind of a, you know, an aberration in history in a sense. But
yes,
at the same time, I think, if, you know, if you kind of watch the media now and you see the responses to Trump, I think people in all sorts of places, high and low, are not impressed whatsoever with this man. So it's kind of like a, you know, a crash course. You're just watching and waiting for it to come to a head, you know, in some way. So what do I think about it? I think, look, he just sort of digs the hole deeper. He just makes people cringe even further every time he comes up with something new. And I mean, I feel sad for the people that live under that, you know, in that sort of environment right now. It certainly wouldn't be a nice place to be. It wouldn't feel good if you're a young person, especially and you're of a minority faith or background. You would be feeling very comfortable right now, and you'd certainly be praying for change. But I'm optimistic. I think that, you know, he's doing so poorly that, you know, that change is almost inevitable, I feel.
So thank you very much for that. It's great to talk to someone like you, who's a very strong representative of the Muslim community and the Greens, obviously, in WN, and all the best in the elections. It's the 11th of March, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yes. Okay, we'll keep an eye on how you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was an interview with Tony Pico-Sale, who is standing as a Greens candidate. She's a Muslim woman wearing a headscarf and certainly noticeable as a candidate for the Greens in the Southern River electorate, and the election's on the 11th of March. Hope you enjoyed the interview with her. And saying goodbye to you now is Lalitha Chalaya. Hope you're enjoying the programs presented on this wonderful International Women's Day.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.